It's intergenerational sermon time, so children, please come forward, and you can sit on the front steps here, and we'll share some more about today's story. Morning. Actually, Evelyn's going to hold some pictures for me. So you're going to have to sit there. Today's story is about a boat. Did you hear that? That Jesus was in the boat with his friends. And who here likes a boat ride? Oh, yeah, some boat people. Yeah, some boat likers. This is me in my first boat ride. I'm 9 years old, and this is a boat in Montana. On a lake, I think, what's the lake near Kalispell? Flat Lake. Thank you. Flat Lake. Me on my first boat ride. Do I look happy? Kind of medium, just kind of like, I think this is good and I think I'm having fun. Oh, yeah. Evelyn can maybe walk up the aisle with that. Boats can be relaxing. Boats can be fun. But also sometimes boats can be a little scary. So you'll notice in that picture, I'm wearing what? A life jacket, right? Because sometimes boats can get a little tipsy-turvy. And have you ever been scared in a boat? Yeah, some of us have. Grown-ups, have you ever been scared in a boat? Okay, there's some stories out there. And so you can be really glad when you have a life jacket on, because sometimes things get scary. And that's what was happening in today's story. Thunder, boom, crash, bang, waves. Evelyn can hold this. Waves crashing, the boat rocking back and forth. Minister Don said I should use this. The sea, just tumultuous, back and forth. Ah! Right? Jesus is with his friends. Boom, crash, bang. It's scary. Some of his friends are even fishermen. And so they kind of know how to work with boats, but even these fishermen were scared in the boat. The storm felt like it was too big for them. Help! They shouted. They looked at Jesus and he was asleep. And so they run to Jesus and they say, Jesus, when are you gonna wake up? When you gonna wake up and calm this raging sea? Remember that song from last week? Just trying to build some continuity here, everybody. Okay, so they run to Jesus and they say, Jesus, wake up! And of course, Jesus wakes up. But they're also concerned. They're like, Jesus, don't you care about us? Rescue us! And of course, Jesus does care for them. We talk about a Jesus who loves us, a Jesus who sees us, a Jesus who walks with us, and a Jesus who is even in the boat with us. This storm wasn't too big for Jesus. And so Jesus speaks to the storm with a loud voice. He says, peace, be still. Let's say that together. Peace, be still. Let's say it together. Peace, be still. And as the story goes along, the winds and the waves obey the voice of Jesus. The storm calms down. The wind stops. It turns into nighttime. The waters are calm. You can even see the reflection of the boat in the water because the water is so calm. And Jesus looks at his tired disciples and he said, "Did you forget who I am? Did you forget who I am? Did you believe in your fears instead of me?" And then Jesus says, "If I am with you, there is nothing to be afraid of." And that's the phrase that I want us to carry today, whether we're children or whether we're grown-ups. Jesus saying, "If I am with you, there is nothing to be afraid of." We're going to do something fun. Let's stand up. Because sometimes I talk about this sanctuary, this place where we worship, as being a boat. But this is how you have to see it. Everyone, try to turn upside down like this. And see, the roof becomes the bottom of the boat. So that's the bottom of the boat. And then the windows on the side become the little boat windows that we look out of. Can you see that? So we're in a boat together. And Jesus is with us in the boat, saying, "If I am with you, there is nothing to be afraid of." Okay, you can sit down because I want to hand out one more little cool thing for you to take back to your seats. This is a little circle that says, "If I am with you, there is nothing to be afraid of." And when you're with your parents or your grown-ups, I want you to think of something that maybe you're scared of these days. And I want you to write it, or maybe a grown-up with you will write it in the tiniest little letters in that circle. Because our fears are surrounded by the promise of Jesus saying, "I am with you. There is nothing to be afraid of." Let's think of a fear or two that we could write in this, in there. Something that might be scary these days or worrying you.
Being underwater.
Oh, yeah. Being underwater, like maybe out of control underwater. I'm going to put that in small letters, underwater. Is there a fear that you grown-ups want to share that I can put in my circle? Spiders. Thank you.
Fear of reptiles.
Reptiles. Okay, we're going to put spiders and reptiles in little letters there. But we'll remember,
snakes.
Okay, I'm going to write that in there too. But we'll remember the promise of Jesus saying, "If I am with you, there is nothing to be afraid of." Let me pray a blessing for you children as we go back to our time with the grown-ups. Jesus, keep on speaking loudly to us, "Peace, be still." And remind us that if you, Jesus, are with us, there's nothing to be afraid of. Would you please continue to guard and guide our children? Bless them, body, heart, mind, and soul. We pray in the name of Jesus, the one who is in this boat with us. Amen. Thanks, everybody.